Dr. Eisenhower, 90.
Chaplain?
Yes, sir.
I told you you did a wonderful job the other day, and I see you're putting out these Republican papers. Now, you got to balance that off and give me equal time.
I thought our paper on Panama was almost devoid of
it. It was a wonderful paper, and it was helpful to the country, and I just hope your party takes it. Now, I've got to have something. I can't take no on this. I've got to have you to be chairman of a commission on presidential scholars. I'm going to put on that commission Leonard Bernstein and Catherine Ann Porter, Albert Dent, the Negro that's president of Dillard University in New Orleans, Michael Walsh, president of Boston, Bill Haggerty, who's president of Drexel Institute, and Melvin Barnes, superintendent of schools of Portland. Now, I'm going to establish this program of presidential scholars, and we'll select the brightest young boys and girls who are graduates of secondary schools in the country. The National Merit Scholarship Corporation will do the screening and pick the top scholars. We'll have one boy and one girl from each of the states, and from Puerto Rico and Washington and the territories. And the object of the program is to focus attention on excellence in scholarship. And I think this will be most helpful in exciting young people as well as teachers. And I want to appoint this commission to oversee and supervise the selection. Now, the commission will also pick 15 scholars at large from the United States so that if you need a Mexican boy or a Negro boy that has great potential that might not have just been the highest one but have a A-minus average, why, you can put in some of his other qualities besides just his grades. Now, there'll be 5 members of the commission. All expenses in connection to this will be paid by the government. We expect it'll take no more than 2 days of actual work to be involved. The selection process will take place in Washington or Chicago, headquarters of the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. And your chairmanship will make it clear that this is an important aspect in the program to improve American life, and I think it's just what you represent to them and symbolic of. And I know you got lots of things to do, but you ought to be the kind of person you are if you can't take on something else.
Well, now, Mr. President, I've never said no to a president of the United States yet, and I'm not going to now. I just want to make sure that my continuance as chairman of this critical...
Not a thing.
Embarrassing.
Not the slightest. All not. Right. You never embarrassed anybody in your life. If you were out speaking every night, you like your brother. You're a patriot. And
well, I hope so.
I just think that those things are good. I like to see... I like to see papers come out that I got to kid you a little bit about them once in a while because I want you. I'm jealous. I want you in my party.
And you know, I may not always be right, but at least I hope I'm
well,
right than people think.
Well, you certainly do, and you always do what you think's right. I know that.
How will I learn more about this?
I'll have them send you some material. I'm going to announce it today, and I'm going to try to get these other people on it that's very high class. None of them have anything except interest in a better and finer life in America and the creative arts, and the scholarship outfit will, the National Merit Scholarship will do actually the detailed work, but y'all can look over them and exercise judgment, and I think it'll be a wonderful thing to have a presidential boy and girl from each state in the union, you see.
Fine. I'll help out.
Thank you.
Righto. Thank you.
Hello.